MBTA commuter rail service is expected to operate at only three-quarters capacity this morning and is not expected to return to full capacity for another month. The continuing T problems were on full display yesterday as on Beacon Hill, state lawmakers held their first hearing about the MBTA meltdown. WBUR's Asma Khalid was there.
When it comes to public transit in the state, Transportation Secretary Stephanie Pollack is kind of universally acknowledged as an expert on the issues. But the problem is there's a lot of missing information around the MBTA. And so from the outset, she explained her limitations.
I'm not going to have all the answers you want. I don't even have all the answers I want yet.
That's Pollack at the State Senate Bonding Committee hearing yesterday afternoon. The hearing was more informational than accusatory, and the Transportation Secretary was essentially the only one testifying.
I do have some concerns that some people are sort of jumping to conclusions that they already know what we need to do to fix the T, and I'm still trying to understand not whether it is broken, because there is no doubt in my mind that there are some fundamental aspects of the T that are broken, but exactly in what ways it is broken so that this time we get it right.
Pollack says all options are on the table, but right now the administration does not have enough information to diagnose the problem, let alone offer a prescription. She explained that's why the governor formed his transit study panel. And Pollack rejects any criticism that the committee is redundant. She says it'll help synthesize previous reports and run a quick diagnosis of the fragile system. She hopes that it'll help build a consensus around the root causes of the T's breakdown.
But that breakdown is not the problem. It's the symptom of the problem. And we really want to understand what that problem is. And we want to share that with you. And we want to share that with the public.
Part of the difficulty is getting concrete, up-to-date numbers on the current maintenance backlog and debt burdens. The secretary says she does not have all the stats yet, but she expects to have them soon. Lawmakers suggest the hearing is the start of a much longer conversation. Here's Senate Transportation Chair Thomas McGee.
I had a couple people said as we walked off after, they said it's one of the best public hearings we've had in a while. It was, a very rational, reasonable discussion.
But the question, of course, is whether this discussion can lead to action. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.